Most stories do not start with a journalist. They start with people noticing when a river runs dry, asking why a school is changing, discovering something new next door. Curiosity is human. Your right to keep asking questions is at the heart of NPR's mission, and we are not going anywhere.
Good morning, I'm Lawrence K. Jackson. It's Tuesday, July 7th. How will President Trump's refusal to renew the USMCA trade agreement impact our cross-border economies? More on that next, but first, the headlines. Heads up, San Diegans, it is hot. An extreme heat warning is now in effect for our county's deserts, starting at 10 this morning and lasting through Tuesday night at 8. Forecasters say desert temperatures will reach triple digits in some areas as a summer heat wave continues to roll in. The National Weather Service says that afternoon highs for our inland valleys and mountains will land in the 90s. Coastal temps on average are expected to land in the 70s to low 80s. Forecasters expect temperatures to peak on Wednesday or Thursday and say to please stay hydrated and stay out of direct sunlight for extended periods of time. As first reported by the Union Tribune, one cafe in Normal Heights is helping train refugee women and immigrants build skills for long-term employment. The Make Cafe opened in June and is run by the nonprofit Make Projects. The cafe says the 12-week paid program offers on-the-job training to strengthen the women's professional skills, provides paid work experience, and helps them communicate and practice their English. Make Cafe also sources a majority of its farm-to-table produce from their locally run farm. The Union Tribune says Make Cafe plans to employ roughly 40 women per year, onboarding 3 new participants a month. As we shared with you on Friday's podcast, July 4th fireworks can cause severe stress to our animals and pet friends. The San Diego Humane Society says right now they have more than 100 pets that were rescued during July 4th celebrations. If you've misplaced your pet, visit sdhumane.org/lost to check out their list of lost animals. Also, if your pet is microchipped, contact the company to report the missing animal. Text LOST to 858-SAN-LOST for guidance on next steps. SDHS says that all fees are waived for today for anyone looking to claim their lost pet. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need.
KPBS On Demand is supported by ACLU of San Diego and Imperial Counties. The work of the ACLU is about closing the gap between the America that was promised and the America that is. Learn more at www.aclu-sdic.org.
Last week, President Donald Trump refused to renew the North American Trade Agreement, or the USMCA, between the United States, Canada, and Mexico. Reporter Gustavo Solis spoke with business leaders about what that means for San Diego's cross-border economies.
President Trump negotiated the USMCA in 2018, calling it the best and most important trade deal ever made. Last week, Trump canceled the agreement, citing concerns about trade deficits. Chris Cate is the CEO of the San Diego Regional Chamber of Commerce. He says this could have a massive impact on everything from cars and electronics to medical devices and even children's toys.
We export nearly $35 billion worth of goods to Mexico annually, and that supports 95,000 jobs in our region. So that's a huge economic boom that's based off of USMCA.
By not extending the USMCA, the Trump administration introduced annual trade reviews, meaning the price of exports could change in a given year. These annual reviews present a lot of regulatory uncertainty and complicate long-term planning for businesses, according to Cate.
There are many businesses who are going to be reluctant to invest.
Cate is worried that businesses will just take their investments elsewhere. Gustavo Solis, KPBS News.
Medicare is proposing changes that would require hospitals to report and document end-of-life care conversations. Health reporter Heidi DeMarco spoke with doctors who say people are waiting until they are in crisis to make their wishes known.
Not having end-of-life conversations is a disservice to patients, says Dr. Ian Neal, a geriatrician at UC San Diego Health.
I cannot count the number of times when I was working in an ICU and a discussion hadn't been had about, you know, should we really be doing this?
Researchers estimate only about 1 in 3 U.S. adults has documented their end-of-life care wishes. Dr. Vishka Lakshman runs the palliative care department at Scripps Health.
These conversations are not happening early enough, and honestly, anyone who's 18 and above should really be having a conversation about what they would want.
The new Medicare requirement would begin in 2028. It would include advanced directives, do not resuscitate orders, and medical power of attorney forms. Neal says the change could help make those conversations more consistent.
The hope would be that it's more streamlined because it really is different hospital to hospital.
Lakshman says patients don't have to make every decision all at once.
I think having patients understand that what they say today is not set in stone, but could be an evolving conversation over time.
Heidi DeMarco, KPBS News.
A San Diego City Council member says she's recovering from surgery for breast cancer. Council member Marnie Von Wilpert says the cancer was detected during a routine mammogram and she had surgery last month. Von Wilpert is a Democrat who is running for Congress in California's 48th district. She says the screening detected an early stage curable cancer.
This experience has made me more resolved to fight for a country where healthcare, women's health, and medical research are protected and expanded, not cut or taken away.
In a news release, Von Wilpert stressed the importance of access to quality health care and routine screenings, saying early detection saves lives. Carlsbad broke ground on a nearly 94-acre Veterans Memorial Park just in time for the nation's 250th birthday. As North County reporter Alexander Wen tells us, the park will be the largest in the city and the first to honor the nation's veterans.
Thank you. We've broken ground on Veterans Memorial Park.
This moment was years in the making. The city started the master plan for the park in 2018, and now construction is starting. At nearly 94 acres, it will be the city's largest park and the first to honor the nation's veterans. Nick Stupin is the park's planning manager for the city of Carlsbad.
The park will be a great family-oriented design that will have an inclusive playground, 2 other playgrounds, fitness areas, a great set of staircases.
On top of those staircases will be a sculpture called The Ring. It will frame the view of Agua Hedionda Lagoon. The park will also include a Veterans Memorial Plaza, the city's first bike park, and a community gathering place. It is expected to be completed July 2028. Alexander Nguyen, KPBS News.
The All-American Rejects were one of the biggest rock bands of the 2000s. They could be playing arenas, but instead they've started throwing house parties. It's kind of a protest against skyrocketing concert ticket prices. On their recent tour, they turned one San Diego couple's Sunday night upside down. Producer Anthony Wallace tells the story.
At 10:45 p.m. on May 3rd, Sean and Lisa Richter's backyard in Alpine sounded like this. Just hours earlier, they were having what they assumed would be a normal Sunday evening, getting ready for another week of work.
I was doing yard work or something, but I wasn't really on my phone.
About a month prior, Sean had signed up their Alpine home as a possible venue for the All-American Rejects House Party Tour. But the band picked a different spot. On the day of the show, however, their planned venue fell through.
And then I went to Instagram, and the Rejects had DM'd us on Instagram. But it was like an hour ago. And they're like, hey, we're looking for a place. Are you available? And I'm like, oh my God, how did I miss this? Like, oh, I just totally blew the chance. And so as soon as I saw it, I responded. I said, oh my God, yes, we're home. We're in. Let's do this.
At 6:30 p.m., he got a call from a band representative.
So again, our speakerphone, I run upstairs. She's in the bathtub.
Yeah.
Getting ready for bed.
It turned out that Sean and Lisa weren't too late. And just 20 minutes later, at 7:30 p.m., the crew arrived at the house. Then came the tour bus with the rock stars, including lead singer Tyson Ritter. Around the same time, fans across San Diego received an urgent text from the band. The show was on.
8 o'clock came around,
And he sent a message out and was like, we have a place. It's in Alpine, you know.
We're like, we have to go. And then we started getting ready in like 5 minutes, and then we're out the door.
Nicholas Penza and Sarah Vandenberg are all American Reject fans who live in North Park, about 30 minutes from Alpine. For them and everyone else, it was a race to get to Sean and Lisa's house. Admission was free, but only the first 500 people in line would get in.
It was a little jarring to see so many people showing up in this like tiny little neighborhood.
You know, we're running around like crazy people, trying to clean up and move stuff out, move tables and chairs out of the way and all this stuff. And so one of them calls and says, hey, the police are here.
Yeah.
So we go out front and Tyson and a couple other people with the band were already engaged with the sheriff. Everybody was totally cool. The sheriff just kept saying, this is freaking awesome. I just want to see everybody have a great time.
Just 4 hours after Sean heard from the band, fans were ushered down into his backyard.
And then the guitar came on and it was like, what?
It's a legit concert.
Felt like you were at a, like, your friend's band was playing at a house, you know.
According to Pollstar, ticket prices for top concert tours increased by about 40% between 2019 and 2024. And that's before resale markups. There are a lot of factors. A federal jury found that Ticketmaster and its parent company Live Nation, which owns venues and does ticket sales, acted as a monopoly and overcharged fans. But the Alpine show that night, thrown together in just hours, bypassed the traditional live music system.
It was cool to just like experience something that, you know, it's everyone's first time figuring it out.
The All American Rejects want to expand their house party tour concept with their new website, Playhouse, which connects artists with people willing to host shows. The idea is to bring people together in a way that's not only affordable, but memorable and just different.
The people that were here, will never forget. And after the show, they spent a lot of time just hanging out in like the kitchen and living room with us. And like, this is just the coolest. The All American Rejects are standing in my kitchen right now. Like, what is life?
You know,
like,
real.
Holy cow.
Anthony Wallace, KPBS News.
That's it for the podcast today. Today's podcast was edited by Tracy Tong and hosted and produced by me, Lawrence K. Jackson. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. I'm Lawrence K. Jackson. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Your celluloid addiction with the Cinema Junkie podcast, where you can mainline film with the people who make them, as well as those who love them, program them, and celebrate them for their cultural impact. Listen to Cinema Junkie wherever you get your podcasts.